Let's begin with Lo Signovu, Velo Sechachashu, Velo Sechaku Ishba Miso. Rashi says this lav of Lo Signovu is not the same as Lo Signo founding the Aseres Hadibros. Aseres Hadibros refers to kidnapping, abduction. Here we're talking about Ginevas Momo, stealing money. The Gemara tells us in the beginning of Ezeh Neshech, why can't we learn this prohibition of Ginevas Momo from Ribis, taking interest, oh no, overcharging someone? In the case of Ribis, the Love, the one who borrows the money, often will give it willingly, and yet it's Usser. Kalvachomer, a fortiori, that to steal is certainly Usser. And we could also learn this out from the Dinim of Ono. So the Gemara says, no, there are specific situations that we are referring to. For example, Lo Signov Amanas Lamekat. Young children, sometimes they'll grab something from one of their friends in order to cause them anguish, aggravation, litzar, mishuhu. And they're going to return it. That's how many Rishonim understand it. In the Shidim Kubetzes, he explains one explanation that the intention is exactly as I indicated, to cause someone tzar. But the Rambam writes this very clearly. In the Sefer Mitzvahs, we want to cause the owner of the item to be anguished, and then I'll return it to him. And that's what the Torah said, Lo Signovu. Or for that matter, I steal something, but my intention is once the matter is found out, I'm going to pay you kefil, I'll pay you double, a dal v'hei. That also is something which is not permissible. So, we're not talking about the classic kind of geneva, but geneva for some ulterior motive, even though the ulterior motive may even have a positive aspect to it. The question is, are we talking about something that's awesome in our Torah? Is this a Torah Isur, or rabbinically interdicted, and the pasuk is an asmachta? The Chinuch writes this in Isur in our Torah. The Rambam in Hilchos Geneva, Perek Aleph Halacha Beis, tells us it's rabbinically forbidden. Also, lignov derech schok. A person is not allowed to steal, even though my intention is only derech schok. I'm making a joke. Or, lignov amanach sahachzir. I steal, but my intention is to give it back. Well, amanach sahachzir. Everything is also. Why? Shelo yargil atzma bekach. A person should not habituate himself to this kind of behavior. And the implication clearly is that it's only rabbinically forbidden, some sort of a siog, a kind of fence that Chazal placed around the Torah. But before that, the Rambam writes, Asu lignov kol shehu din Torah. You're not allowed to steal. That's a Iser, which is of a Torah origin. And here, the Rambam says, Shelo yargil, that you should not become habituated to doing something that's rabbinically proscribed. So Reb Chaim Valojina, in his Chut HaMeshulash, is bedayik from the Rambam, and says the Shitas of Rambam is that clearly Amanas Lameka, if I take something with the intention of returning it, in the case that I mentioned earlier of young children who want to be mitzar, one of their comrades, that's rabbinically forbidden. The Lecha Mishnah indicates as well, it's an asmachta, it's pegged to a pasuk, but it's not min haTorah. And even assuming that we have the Gemara's kasha, why do I need a pasuk? It's a kavachomer. Lecha Mishnah has ein mazir min adin. You can't punish someone based on a kavachomer. And since there's no malchus for gneva, because gneva can be returned, there are a number of kolodim and principles with reference to lavin, negative commandments, something that's nitan the tashlumin that can be paid back. So there's no malchus. So there's no real nafkimina. But we assume that we're talking about, rabbinically, something which is not clearly permitted. The Gemara has in Barbasa, Daf Tezayin, the Gemara darshins, a pasuk in Eov. Birchas Oved Alay Tovo. Eov evaluated what he did, and Eov felt, obviously, the need to be mesameach, almanos, people who are widows, achnas hasorchim, birchas oved, olai tovo. So what did he do? The Gemara says, "Belamit sheya gozel sadem yisomim u'mashbicha." He would steal a field from yisomim. These are orphans, and then he would improve the field. He would obviously elevate its value by all types of improvements that he did, and then he would return it to them. And the Gemara says on this the pasuk, "Birkas oved, olai tovo." They obviously praised him. So the Gemara seems to indicate this is of a positive nature, something constructive. I, we just said a moment ago, the earlier Gemara, that to steal from someone not to be mitzar him is not permissible. So this is the subject of a lot of discussion among the Gdolei Achronim. So the Yad Ramah, Abba Abbasra, one of the Gdolei Rishonim, points out this pasuk from Eov perhaps has relevance to the nations of the world, to the non-Jewish population, to the Goyim, but to a Jew, ki hai gavna, lab mal yusahi. For a Jew, this is not appropriate behavior. In light of the Gemara B'Metzia, where you're not allowed to take something and be mitzayer, a person, even though you intend on returning it. This perhaps might be in line with, the Gemara has a whole discussion, whom Eov was. Some say, in that first paragraph of Avasa, Eov l'hoyov l'nibra, it's all mashal. He was never an individual who actually lived. It's just mishalim, parables. And there are different opinions. So Rava happens to hold that Eov was a non-Jew, was a goy, miumas ha'olam. And when the pasuk says, hayesh ba'etzim ayim, the reference is to Eov. There's another man, the Yomar, he lived during the days of the Meraglim. That's the pasuk I just cited. There are Tanoim who held that he was a Jew. He lived in the days of David HaMelech, of Shlomo HaMelech. But the Yad Ramah says, Rabba l'shitaso, and therefore there's no Isur, this kind of behavior vis-a-vis a non-Jew, vis-a-vis a goy. If it's an Isur the Rabbanon, if it's rabbinically prescribed, then we understand, Shelo yargil atzmo b'kach, that a Jew should not habituate himself, should not accustom himself to behaving in this kind of a fashion, but doesn't apply to non-Jews, to goyim. But if you assume that this Isur is of a Torah nature, then it's Abizrayu Digneva. It's not Gneva itself. It was only said to a Jew and not to a Ben Noach. Others simply argue that the Chacham did not forbid such activity if my intention is to enhance the property of Yisomim, of people who are orphans. It's interesting that the Pasuk says, Lo Signovu, Loshen Rabim. And use the plural form. It's going on this situation of holeich lignov amanas to make it. And generally, one does this in the presence of someone else that people will see. My intention is not to in any way engage in thievery, but I'm going to either pay kefil afterwards, double the amount, or give the money back. So I do it berabim, I do it publicly. And therefore, the Torah wants to warn us that this is not appropriate kind of behavior because we should not habituate ourselves to engage in any kind of what seems to be geneva, thievery, even though my intentions are noble, are the shem shamayim. We don't subscribe to this notion, which is very popular, the ends justify the means. No, we don't assume that. As I said, the Yad Ramah seems to indicate that this may even be awesome in HaTorah. And this issue is one which is really an ethical issue, and one actually that lies at the heart of developing a certain kind of persona, a certain kind of yashrus, a certain kind of ethical probity, a certain kind of integrity in an absolute sense. And as I said, the Shiltas in Parshas Noach, Rav Avachoy Gom brings another example of this type of behavior where I intend only the best. You have situations that a person may be, in some respects, not careful regarding his property and more or less lives in a very reckless, careless kind of way. So I would like to teach the person to become more careful, more prudent, more circumspect regarding his property. So therefore, this is what I do. I take things. Of course, I intend to return them. I just want to somehow convey a message to him how he should treat his property, how he should have everything in order that such behavior should not go unnoticed. That's also included in the Isser. And the Nitziv explains why the Shiltas gave this kind of example. Again, to be mitzayer, a person to cause anyone tsar, is usser, lo sonu ishes amiso. Both overcharging and this pasuk that I just mentioned refers to verbally harassing someone. And that's how the Chinuch explained, telling another Jew something that will cause him tsar, is onu as dvarim, and certainly acting, doing actions that would cause tsar, as the Gemara has at the end of Perek Hazov and Babitzia. The Gemara gives a number of examples, and the Gemara is giving us tochacha, and one has to be very careful regarding all these matters. And especially, as I said, with young children, where one child grabs something from someone else and then runs away, and the other child runs after him, begins to cry, and then you return it. And of course, the same Issa certainly applies to Gedolim, to people above the age of Bar and Bat Mitzvah, but to a Katan, to a young child, the tsar is greater. And the Gemara says, Shari Dmos Lo Ninalo. That even though I'm trying to tease him and just having some fun, even for a moment, such fun is also. There's a question in the Magdalena Achroni whether the same Iser that applies to Geneva would also apply to Gezel. Gezel Manas Lameket. Because the Gemara has, and the quoted Aloch in Chashem Ishbad, that those, if a person steals Amanas Shalem in order to pay back more. So again, perhaps one might argue that this issue, that one should not arbitrate oneself, only applies to Geneva, not to Gzela. Because Gzela is something which is open, which is overt, which is armed robbery, generally different in Gezel and Geneva. Geneva is done in a stealthy kind of way, and Gezel is done openly, unabashedly, overtly, requires a greater degree of azus. But many Paskim assume there's no distinction between Geneva and Gzela. There's a discussion in the Ktzei Sachoshin and Simen Shum Nemches and Hashem Mishpat, whether a person engaged in this kind of behavior steals something with condition to return it, is he Chayv and Onsen? Normally, a Gazan is Chayv and Onsen. A Ganav is Chayv and Onsen for something that happened which he cannot control, unavoidable accident. But if it's only of a temporary nature and I'm going to return it, maybe usher. But the question is, am I chayv and onsen for an unavoidable accident that may have occurred? And there are those who contend the Shita in Perek HaMafkin of Amitziah claims that I'm not chayv and onsen. The Gemara is a machlokas where the shlichus yad, when I take something, tzvicha chisaron kis, lo tzvicha chisaron kis. So here, again, as I said, tzorach iyun, but certainly, overall, this kind of behavior is absolutely unconscionable. We know that Gnevas Mamon, that's what the Torah is essentially addressing in this week's Parsha Kedoshim Losignovu. And the question is, what about a non-Jew? When the Torah says, Lo Shechachashu, Lo Seshaku Ishba Miso, not to lie, not to engage in this kind of Sheka that refers to a Jew. But the Rambam Hilchos Geneva writes over there, quotes his passing in Perek Aleph, Kol agoni mamo misham eputo lemala over alosase tichsiv lo signovu. And then the Rambam says, Echad agoni mamo Yisrael, or agoni mamo nakum. Doesn't make a difference whether you steal from a Jew or you steal from a non-Jew, it's asa. It is absolutely forbidden. Echad agoni godol or cotton. So you see from the Rambam that Geneva's akum, stealing from a non-Jew, is asa min haTorah. It's forbidden from a Torah perspective. So the problem is that the pasuk says, "Lo signovu, lo sechachashu, lo sechaku ishba miso." Ishba miso seems to refer only to a Jew, amiso, your friend. So, Abchayim Valojina explains as an asmachta, the trap. Under lo signovu, asnachta, pause. So it said lo signovu, and then the Torah said lo sechachashu, lo sechaku, ishba miso. That doesn't go on lo signovu. So lo signovu applies whether we're talking about a Jew or we're talking about a non-Jew. There's a famous comment of the Smag, one of the great Doli Harishonim. He writes, "V'ani darashti the galuyos Yisrael." I issued this drasha, this pronouncement, ki ameshakrim lakim, those who lie to non-Jews, begom lehem and steal from them, heim dechlal mechal Hashem. That's achil Hashem, desecrating God's name. That the non-Jews will say, there's no Torah to call you so. And the pasuk says, Sheris Yisrael lo yasu abla lo yidabru chaza. We should not behave in this kind of fashion. Gezel akum, when you steal from a non-Jew, there's a discussion in the Gemara what exactly the nature of the Iser is, nachlogis haposkim, what the Shitas HaRambam is, but unquestionably, gezel akum is also. There are those who think you can fool a non-Jew. Tos akum, that's mutter. You can somehow delude him. Lemaisa, that's a tos of the Jew. That's not correct. The Rambam writes in Perek Zayin Hilchos Geneva Halacha Ches, with reference to the law of Lo Sasu Ovel Bamishpat Bamida Bamishko Bamesura Mosni Tzedek. We should have scales that are even, that are just, that are correct. And the Rambam there talks about in the Isra Mishkolos Echad Anosei V'Nosin Im Yisrael O Makum. Doesn't make a difference whether you're doing business with a Jew, with a non-Jew. So if you measure incorrectly, you're over a lav, and you're obligated to return that which you took inappropriately. V'chein also lahatos es ha'akum v'cheshman, you can't fool a non-Jew. To sakum is like aveda sakum, there's no chiyuv of asher aveda, but if you return the aveda of a lost article of a non-Jew to kadosh shem shamayim, then that will be unquestionably, that will have an enormous impact in the non-Jewish world. Here, the Jews are honest, above reproach, beyond reproach. They are individuals who strive for ethical probity and integrity. Harezim Meshubach. So in general, we are more or less being shown an approach that the Torah has, how a Jew should behave. And this is critical. Not only in the area of Bein Adam, Lamokam, must one have to be careful, but Bein Adam Mechavero as well, that's critical. And a person who wants to propagate the Ruach of Torah, a person who wants to be a model for Kedoshim Tiyu, in the area of Bein Adam Mechavero, one has to be extremely scrupulous, and one has to literally be very, very careful. There's no question that one can achieve tremendous Kiddush Hashem in one's behavior if one interacts with one's fellow Jew, of course, but even with one fellow human being, namely non-Jews as well, then one can achieve tremendous heights of Kedoshim Tiyu, Ki Kodosh Ani Hashem Elokechem. Elokim Kedoshim Hu. Elokim Yochin Miyuchad. Every aspect of a person's life should reflect that Kedusha. The way he interacts with others, the way he speaks with others, the way he walks, his gait, Hakol B'Kedusha. The Rambam Hilchos Deos in Perakei speaks about a Talmud Chacham. His entire life is one that's founded upon Kedusha. Diburo B'Nachas Imabrios. He speaks to people in a very calm kind of fashion. Maktim Shalom B'Chal Odom. The Gemara says, Avechem Et Zakai. Said hello to even non-Jews, and even was the first to say hello to them. Eino mishanes diburo. A word is a word. When you promise something, you carry it out. Hein tzedek. Belav tzedek. Misapre b'sheva chavero. You praise others, and you don't in any way engage in any kind of genai. Donis adam v'kafschus. That's the way a person has to appear. A Jew should act in this kind of a fashion, b'derech kavod, Mara lechadolam save upon them yafos. When you meet a person, greet them with a smile. I saw in the Sefer Yerayim, one of the Rishonim, he writes, when you greet someone with a scowl, you violate Allah. Lasonu isha samitzo. So essentially, the Torah is giving us a lesson, a primer in literally, what does it mean kadoshim to you? How does one become kadosh in every single aspect of my life? Should reflect this striving, this aspiration for kedusha. Why? Mahu afata, ma'akodesh bohu kadosh, afatem tiyu kadoshim. This is a lifetime of work, enormous self-discipline, enormous shimush of tamnei chachamim, enormous absorption of the tenets of the Torah, not just the text, between the text, above the lines, below the lines, to essentially absorb not just the letter of the Torah, but the spirit of the Torah as well. Halavai, we should strive for this level, these heights of Kedusha, Ki Kadosh Ani Hashem Elokeichem, and this Kedusha will unquestionably expedite Bias Mashiach Tzidkenu, B'meir B'yameinu, Amen V'yameinu.